I'm Professor Andrew Murray from the University of Manchester and live in Chinle.
Lovely. And tell me what you think about these proposed cuts.
I think it's pretty ridiculous because it's very busy. Both the 17-18 and the 17-20 are very busy. The one before it's busy. I haven't travelled on the one afterwards. But if that means they cut the 17-20, then people have to get on the one before or the one after. The one before is very inconvenient as far as work goes, because it means one would have to leave work early, and the one after is going to be incredibly crowded. So it makes no sense to do what they're trying to do.
Northern Rail, when I've spoken to them, their reasoning is that the proposed changes are driven by desire. I think we've got a train coming past. Yeah, Northern Rail say that the proposed changes are driven by desire from the local transport authorities and the Hope Valley Rail user group to put an additional evening peak departure from Sheffield. This campaign's been running for a number of years. The Hope Valley route's a significant freight route. We've just heard a freight train go past for the aggregates industry. So the passenger timetable's broadly 2 hourly across weekdays, and any changes need to fit in with freight paths. Do you not think that's a reasonable objection from them?
Well, I think obviously scheduling's a problem. And if they've got freight traffic, then that's obviously something they have to allow for. But, I mean, this has been running for a number of years, and it's, what's your priority? You've got a lot of people who are trying to use the rail because that way they don't drive in to places like Manchester and so forth. And I think it will drive people back onto the roads by taking these services off. And I think the other thing is, of course, they do charge a lot of money from Chinle to go into places like Manchester and Liverpool and beyond. And, I think they need to step up and actually keep the services running.